This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, how one television show hopes to help Americans purge their homes of junk. What a noble endeavor. First, though, more now on notable achievements and events of 2003, a story we're following in various forms today and tomorrow. Mike Kinsley is here to note that one development of 2003 was the emergence of a new bad guy in American culture. Mike, who is this villain?
Well, this alleged villain is Walmart. It's the biggest retailer in the country. It's been that for many years. But in 2003, not because of any one event, but because of lots of little ones, it seemed to become more than that. It became the company we love to hate. Every day, it seemed there was new accusations. They hire illegal aliens. They're mean to their suppliers. They're ruthless to competitors. They sort of became a symbol of the downside of capitalism.
Is this a good thing, do you think, people focusing on Walmart?
Well, I have mixed feelings, Alex, because the previous company that played this role was Microsoft, which, as you know, owns Slate and therefore is my employer. So I thought that was terribly unjust, and I'm glad that the focus has shifted to someone else. But I'm not sure that Walmart deserves this. In fact, I think it doesn't deserve this, basically. I love Walmart. I love it when you get to the store and there are those old people they've hired to welcome you. And, of course, I love the prices.
But there are a lot of critics, labor critics. You know, they won't let people unionize, and they push people around because they're so big and powerful.
Well, they do push people around for the benefit of consumers. And at some point, you have to say either you like free market capitalism with some limits written into law, or you don't. One of the things that got them the most trouble this year was knowingly hiring illegal aliens. I don't know the rights and wrongs of that. Obviously, they should not break the law, and if they've done that, that's bad. But the fact that they are very tough with suppliers is good. It's not bad. It means there's lower prices for us. And nobody has to shop at Walmart. No one does it with a gun at their head. Although in Seattle, you can actually buy a gun at Walmart, and I haven't tried, but I bet the prices are pretty good.
All right, let me raise the last and the final, and I think irrefutable, this is it. You are un-American to be defending Walmart because the way that suppliers are able to deliver cheaper products is they're shipping their jobs overseas where they can produce more cheaply. So it's bad for the American worker.
Well, this is the eternal dilemma of free trade, which is that the benefits are very diffuse and the pain, which is very real, is concentrated in individuals who are identifiable. And we all benefit a little bit. And you can prove mathematically, almost, that free trade benefits everybody overall. But in this case, the beneficiaries are the employees and customers of Walmart, who cover the economic spectrum and especially are concentrated among working poor and working lower middle class people. So they would be hurt if Walmart didn't do what it does.
Well, they make big, ugly box stores, and they don't leave room for downtown mom and pop, small kinds of heartwarming businesses, don't you think?
Well, I may be revealing more about myself than I care to. I love box stores, and I get an almost patriotic feeling.
Why is that?
Because that's a really American scene, and Americans shop there, and they may not like what Walmart has allegedly done or has done to empty out their downtowns, but they shop there. If people weren't shopping there, Walmart wouldn't build these stores just to be perverse.
Why do you think it is, Mike, that we do want to settle on a big corporation like a Walmart, like a Microsoft? Suddenly, these things go along for several years being immensely successful, and then you're right, for a period of a year or a couple of years or several years, suddenly everything they do is bad. They're villains.
Well, I think it's laziness on the part of the press to some extent. You get a storyline and you keep milking it for all it's worth. It's partly maybe resentment caused by dependency, and it's partly the American way. We pick villains and we stick with them for a while, then we move on.
So at least the good news for Walmart is someday someone else will come along with a fabulously successful approach or product or something, and everyone will love them for a long time, and then suddenly they'll be the new Walmart.
Right. I think you have to say also, everyone should have such problems. And maybe it'll be NPR.
Michael Kinsley, founding editor of Slate. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Alex.
And you're listening to Day to Day from NPR News.